Then you have to go and have your lunch.
Okay.
So where was I at, Jimmy? Babe?
I'm not sure.
I think I was here.
Yep.
So picking up anyway on page 67, Sunday, July 26th, temperature was dry, reaction temperature was 60 degrees and looking to get a 550 base pair fragment versus 1 kilobase and 2 kilobase and delta left, delta right for Neo, I think. Ran 20 cycles at 60 degrees. Yeah, with the various mixtures. Results still show nothing on R20. So remake the mix and try again. So again, 60 degrees, Sunday, July 26th. Thinking there must have been some contamination of things, or that in some way I'd been stupid or something. And page 68, or been stupid, underlined twice. So we're set for 30 cycles. And a faint band at 2 kilobases. Being detected. So various tests with retests of various earlier mixes on Monday, July 27th, continuing to have problems. More careful check of the buffers. Results, oh my God. Yeah, Monday, July 27th. B3 and N7 are both negative. B1 and N5 are both positive, etc. So, evidently quite confused with these results. So, next page, the usual business when one's confused. Tuesday, July 28th, page 77, a review of the results. And the overall conclusion that at 70 degrees with the three available enzymes expect 30 cycles to be poorer in false positives and only a little better in true positives. At 60 degrees expect 30 cycles to be very poor on false positives. So, still trying to refine the conditions. New set of trials are at 70 degrees, which AIDA was going to do on Tuesday, July 28th. And repeats of her test Wednesday, July 29th, without any carrier, 70 degrees. With the results on Thursday, July 30th, page 85 and 84, with the conclusion that no amplification in any of the buffer sample. The problem must have been contamination. Nothing is positive in any of these tests. Except for the 30 cycle results. Working out the difficulties. test of new preliminaries, a recheck of a new tech preliminaries on page 87. And then now looking at page 89, looking at 65 degrees. With a conclusion, etc., etc., that says just repeat the whole set at 70 degrees. Mm-hmm. And on Friday, July 31st, anneal at 70, reaction temperature 71 degree bar, and melt at 94. So there is it's basically a two-step reaction, and the results are very satisfactory. They comment that the super result, 70 degree is better than 65 degree, and a half kilobase, 1 kilobase, and 2 kilobase are close to perfect. No visible buffer signal, etc., etc. So very happy result, and the gel is very pretty. Honing in on the result, and with a comment in pencil, gloves, no templates until the B series is closed, etc. So realizing that contamination is really can be a problem with tack preliminaries, one has to be very careful not to let any product get near the reaction mixture, otherwise you get false positives very easily. And 20 cycles may be enough, page 95. Testing different concentration of DNTP, page 99, and so on and so forth. Now I'm beginning to want to test with very small amounts of DNA, Tuesday, or Thursday rather, October, no, Tuesday, August 25th, yeah, let's just check this, yeah, that's right, Tuesday, August 25th, aim to take 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000 cells, make DNA in microvolume for amplification and see if one can make the experiment work with very small numbers of cells. I know that in the end we were able to do it with a single cell, so that this must be working up towards that. A fairly big gap between the August 25th and the next entry is Friday, October 30th, must have been teaching. And some ideas with Tom Deutschman and Nobuya Maeda. On various incidents. Thinking about maybe testing the metallothionein insert. In the lab sub meeting on page 107, Monday, November 2nd, and this is planning that in the end it turned out to be very useful. Tom Deutschman, that is, will take HBRT minus male mice, which have come from Martin Hooper, and will prepare fibroblast cell lines, etc., and can be used to compare this and that, the other, for HVRT minus going to HVRT plus. So this really actually is the beginning of what eventually becomes our first successful experiments, because we got these cells, HVRT minus mice actually, from Martin Hooper. This is a result of Nobuo and me going to a meeting in which Martin Evans talked about HVRT minus mice obtained by insertion of retrovirus, and Martin Hooper talked about HVRT minus mice obtained by selection for a deletion. So one was inactivation by a retrovirus, Martin Evans, and the other was a deletion. And Nobuo realized that the various tests we'd been doing with HVRT constructs meant that we could hope to correct either HVRT minus, either the one of Martin Evans or the one of Martin Hooper, going from minus to plus. That turned out in the end to be very wise, because you can go from HVRT plus to HVRT minus in a numerous way, but going from HVRT minus to going from HVRT plus to minus can be many ways. Going from HVRT minus to HVRT plus is much more restrictive, especially when the minus is a deletion, because it means there won't be any false positives. And when we approached, we and I approached both Martin Evans and Martin Hooper and suggested we try an experiment jointly, Martin Evans said, okay, give me the construct and I will try it with my my ESO back in his lab. And Martin Hooper said, oh, well, I'll give you the ESLs of the mice and you can do the experiment in your lab. So we, in a sense, divided the two approaches. And it turned out that Martin Evans, going back from minus to plus, had a much higher background because of the retrovirus elimination, whereas minus to plus in Martin Hooper's was zero background. So anyway, here's at the lab submeeting Monday, November 2nd, talking about this, and that's why there's a big gap between the two, because we've been to Europe and been to these meetings. And so Tom will take HVRT male mice, got from Martin Hooper's female, and prepare fibrous cell lines, etc. And Ron Gregg will test the HVRT minus mutants for fibroblasts. So we're going to test these ideas on fibroblasts first, not on ESL. So looking on Tuesday, November 3rd, various tests that might be made, realization that one had to be very careful when using feeder layers, that the feeder layers can kill an experiment because you get positives as in large capitals at the bottom of page 109, that feeder cells kill this experiment, except with primer 4 or in the knockout direction. So you had to do it in the right direction, otherwise feeder cell contamination would be a problem. Thursday, November 12th is a little insert of my having directed a weaker lab in BioCore, a course in Wisconsin that was very successful, where one had the senior scientists participate in undergraduate teaching, and they had been used to let students see the change in hemoglobins that occurs between embryonic day 11 through day 17 in mice, and look at the different hemoglobin and also correlate that with the type of cells. And so there's a summary of that, those results on page 110 and 111. The last time I was going to teach that got. So a new work being thought of, December 19. Some ideas with ESO and genomic DNA. Genomic knockout, GenCo. So a generic knockout, that was the idea. Tried this more specifically, knockout using a generic knockouter, a GenCo, a possible having something that was a generic way of knocking out a gene. Still thinking about ESO and growing ESO cultures on the following pages. And it's with the images on experiments that were begun on page 115, Monday, February 3rd, ESL cultures are going to be prepared in such and such a way, and doing this experiment beginning at Tuesday, February 2nd, plating trypsinized ESLs from Phil Howell, etc. And on February 3rd, Wednesday, page 121, one has the beginning images after one day in culture of these different balls of cells. And Thursday in 2 days, clear colonies in both series, but perhaps from aggregates, not quite understanding yet what's going on. 3 days, more images of cultures. 4 days, 5 days. Six days on page 131, 7 days, and so on, so forth. Many images of these colonies and of cells growing out from these colonies. So it's worth just looking at Tuesday, February 9th, page 133, now that comments on each one. For example, 0115, that's Omicron, and page 115, dot 0.6, still have got some free colonies, etc., and all the different ones. For example, 0111, Omicron 115.1, many poor discolored colonies that are partly embryoid. And see over page for conclusion. Nothing very striking. Starting again on page 137, Tuesday, February 9th, set up six bacterial P60 dishes with 1.5 mils of, and it gives the reaction, the composition of what was played. You're looking at them at day zero, February 9th, and continuing the next few days, so that after 6 days, page 147, Monday, February 15th, and the majority of the colonies in Agar are still looking good, although some of the larger ones are getting dark centers. And one is looking even better, etc., etc., looking at these colonies. 7 days, page 149, 8 days, page 151, Wednesday, February 17th. Omicron 137, A.3, top quality. Some darker, but most are good. And now the larger colonies are visible to the naked eye. Feed once again on Thursday and see what happens. About 8 days, the spare has now deteriorated and junked it. With images of the colony. These colonies were growing so well that they would, the pH would change. So, page 155, Wednesday, February 25, the vigorous metabolism has made the cultures yellow, despite Ed Sheasley's feeding them on Sunday. This is Wednesday. But now known, now know that we have an L-form or mycoplasma infection, which also prevents differentiation and hatch selection. So I'm beginning to know about the difficulties of mycoplasma infection. Example on Friday, February 26, 16 days, page 157, some comment, and abandoned on 19 days, the colonies were still alive, and in a different pen, subsequently learned that these cells probably had mycoplasma, hence the failure to differentiate, etc. So, learning the difficulties. So later on, when we were doing these experiments more routinely, we always ran mycoplasma tests occasionally to make sure that we didn't have this hidden problem. Much more difficult to recognize than a simple bacterial contamination. So selective set stop. Stop a function test being thought of on Monday, February 29th. And the last two pages are on Thursday, March 17th, a simplified version of the controller to be built for publication purposes. And so there's a circuit diagram of the simplified version of the PCR machine, which it did in fact get published, and that's the end of this book.
Okay, so that's the end of the book.
Okay, I'll take a break, and you should, Jenny.